Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
The Netherlands. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, introduced the practice to residents and to visitors from around the world at Amsterdam's Dam Square on Easter Sunday, March 31st. People expressed their deep sympathy when they were told about the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa in China by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Many individuals signed a petition calling for an end to the CCP's organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience. Three tourists from China quit the communist organizations they had previously joined in order to sever their ties with the evil. Some people showed great interest in the five sets of exercises. A young Indian man sat next to practitioners and learned the meditation on the spot. A local resident told a practitioner that she had read the book Juan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa. She asked practitioners where she could purchase the English version of it because she wanted to cultivate.
Bulgaria. Awareness-raising efforts took place in the cities of Plovdiv and Varna on March 23rd and 30th to rally support against the illegal persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Information booths and banners situated near busy shopping streets informed passers-by of the CCP's grave wrongdoing. There were two petitions for people to sign to take a stand against the atrocities. One petition condemned the CCP's numerous human rights violations in China. The second petition supported an initiative by the organization Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, which called on the country's government to ensure that Bulgarians were in no way participating in the murder of innocent people of faith for their organs. The unusually warm weather drew hundreds of people outside to the shopping streets, and many stopped at the practitioner's booth. Information leaflets about the practice of Falun Dafa were also available.
The Republic of Fiji. New Zealand practitioners of Falun Dafa arrived at the beautiful island of Fiji on March 23rd with a desire to share their precious cultivation practice. The 20 practitioners were welcomed by residents everywhere they went. The volunteers included a teacher, a doctor, an IT project manager, a media expert, a business owner, and some retirees. They visited the cities of Nadi, Latuka, and Suva over an eight-day period. 20 schools and 24 churches, as well as several government organizations, businesses, and medical institutions received attention from the group. Along the way, thousands of residents received materials handed out by the practitioners at rest stops, shopping centers, and markets. Some school principals arranged for their teachers and students to learn the exercises. People formed long lines in some places, waiting to receive information about Falun Dafa. During the trip, practitioners visited several medical institutions in Suva and Nadi. They introduced the practice and the details about its persecution to senior officials. Lecturers there said that in the future, they will discourage their students from going to China for further studies so they might avoid participating in the crime of forced organ harvesting.
South Korea. Falun Dafa practitioners held a two-day event at Jeju Island on March 30th and 31st. The activities included parades at Jeju City Center and Seongsan Iltungbong, also known as Sunrise Peak. Many people learned about the practice at the events, as well as how the Chinese Communist Party persecutes practitioners. Jeju Island is South Korea's largest island. It is a popular tourist destination and is often referred to as the Hawaii of Korea. Its visa-free entry attracts many visitors, especially from neighboring China. The Tianguo Marching Band's performances and Falun Dafa practitioners' beautiful parades impressed Chinese tourists, and some were very supportive, giving practitioners a thumbs up. One Chinese woman was heard to exclaim, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good."
Australia. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the Easter Gala Parade in the city of Bendigo on March 31st. The annual Easter Carnival is Australia's oldest community cultural celebration, and it has been bringing joy to local residents and visitors for 150 years. The highlight of the festival is the costume parade. It attracts tens of thousands of people to the festivities. There were numerous bands, cultural and art groups, and clubs in the parade, showcasing Australia's cultural diversity. The Australian Tianguo Marching Band led the Falun Dafa contingent and was applauded throughout the parade route. The various teams of the Falun Dafa group featured colorful costumes, exuberant performances, and for the first time included a dragon dance. A government department manager named Paul Henderson watched the parade. He said, "The Falun Dafa entry is very long and colorful, giving people a bright feeling, and the music is great. The band is outstanding."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Zhang Chao was admitted to prison on March 20, 2024, after losing her appeal of a 5-year sentence for her faith in Falun Gong. The police targeted Miss Zhang because she was caught on surveillance cameras distributing Falun Gong informational materials in their jurisdiction 2 years ago. They took her to the city's detention center in Jilin province after raiding her home. The police issued an arrest warrant for her on July 6, 2023. When they delivered the warrant and detention notice to Ms. Zhang's mother the next day, she refused to sign it. Ms. Zhang was sentenced to 5 years on December 25, 2023. Her family did not find out about the trial or sentencing until the court sent them a text saying that they'd received her appeal on January 18, 2024.
Ms. Liang, a 49-year-old woman, was brutalized by the police after being arrested in July 2023 for her faith in Falun Gong. On the day of her arrest, she was talking at a fair to other fairgoers about Falun Gong. The police towed away her car and confiscated her Falun Gong literature and 3,000 yuan in cash. At the police station, she was slapped by a plainclothes policewoman. Then three uniformed police officers took her to a room without surveillance cameras, sat her in a chair, and ordered her to lower her head so she could not see who beat her the most. They kicked and punched her for nearly 20 minutes. Ms. Liang's daughter and parents have sought her release, but to no avail. Her case now rests with the district court, where she is facing trial. It is unclear when she was indicted and is currently still being held in a detention center.
Mr. Liu Junhua, a college student serving a 4.5-year term for practicing Falun Gong, has been held in solitary confinement for at least 3 months for refusing to renounce his faith. Mr. Liu was arrested in August 2022. He held a hunger strike to protest the persecution. During his detention, the authorities kept harassing his parents and threatening to sentence him to 7 years in prison. His parents, both retired college professors, sought help from his university to free him from detention, but did not receive support. Mr. Liu was sentenced to over 3 years. He appealed the verdict, only to have his term increased to 4 years and 6 months. When his parents went to visit him at the prison in December 2023, they were initially turned away. The couple insisted, and the guards finally relented after more than 8 hours. The couple were devastated to see their son slowly walking out, being supported by two people. He was emaciated and his hands kept shaking. Because he had not renounced Falandafa, he had been placed in solitary confinement. Mr. Liu's parents went to the prison again in early April 2024, but they were not granted a visit this time despite their protest. They are deeply worried as they were told their son was still being held in solitary confinement after more than 3 months.
Ms. Chow Kun from Harbin was sentenced to 3.5 years in late March 2024 for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Chow Kun and her sister, Ms. Chow Yang, were arrested outside of her home in August. The arresting officers took Ms. Chow's laptop, printer, and cell phones. The sisters were interrogated at the district police department while Ms. Chow Yang was soon released. Her sister, unfortunately, was transferred to the Harbin City Second Detention Center. This is not the first time that the sisters have been targeted for practicing Falun Gong. They were arrested in 2011 and were each sentenced to 7 years.
Ms. Li Li, 52 years old from Shandong Province, was sentenced in March to 3 years in prison with a 10,000 yuan fine for her faith in Falun Gong. Before her latest sentencing, Ms. Li had previously spent more than a decade behind bars for her faith, including serving 2 years in a labor camp, then 2 4-year prison terms, and another 3.5-year prison term. She endured relentless torture while in custody, each time for not renouncing her faith.
Multiple events in Germany reveal Falun Dafa's beauty and persecution. March 10th marked the start of a week-long exhibition of the art of Jian Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance. The art collection was shown in Kempten, one of the oldest cities in Germany. 46 paintings displayed the beauty of Falun Dafa and the practitioner's unwavering faith while in the grips of the cruel persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. The local newspaper, Die Allgäuer Zeitung, reported on the upcoming exhibition in its March 6th special edition. Guests from political, business, and cultural circles participated in the exhibition's opening ceremony on March 9th. Practitioners shared the background of each painting with event attendees. Many people found the art deeply appealing and recommended the exhibition to their families and friends. Some visitors were moved to tears. One person visited the show 3 times. The exhibition hall guestbook was filled with favorable comments, such as a heart-shaking exhibition, awe-inspiring paintings. Ursula and Anton, a married couple from Kempten, carefully looked at each painting. The husband was very interested in Falun Dafa after finishing viewing the exhibition and bought the book, Juan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa. Exhibition visitor Gabriel Camarilla told a practitioner that he had not heard of Falun Dafa but was searching for a path to guide him. After listening to practitioners explain the paintings, he also bought the book Juan Falun and said that he wanted to visit the exhibition again. Falun Gong practitioners in the city of Munich held an event in front of the Munich residence, the former royal palace of the Wittelsbach monarchs of Bavaria, on March 30th, the Easter holiday. Their banners contained the words Falun Dafa, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, Returning to Traditional Humanity is the Only Way Out, and the Chinese Communist Party Harvests Organs from Living Falun Gong Practitioners. The activity received support from the people passing by, and some Chinese tourists offered a thumbs up to express their solidarity. Many Chinese people stopped to take photos, and some accepted newspapers. A middle-aged male tourist said to the practitioners, "The Communist Party is the worst. They are almost finished." Falun Dafa practitioners in the city of Berlin have held informative activities on Sunday afternoons since Easter. Some do the sitting meditation, while others greet park visitors and tell them about the practice. Passers-by stop to read the display boards and posters, as well as sign a petition opposing the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting targeting Falun Dafa practitioners. A software engineer who went to China on several business trips told practitioners, "Westerners who go to China are only allowed to see the beautiful parts. The CCP will never let you see how it suppresses people in general, and Falun Gong practitioners in particular. Before I went to China, my co-workers reminded me I could be arrested for saying something inappropriate because you never know if what you say will bring you trouble." After reading the resolution by the European Parliament condemning the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong, another man said, "This is surprising and admirable. Many people want to do business with China, but this resolution is an important signal. I hope there will be a fundamental change."
Shenyun performances in three Taiwanese cities sold out. Shenyun New York Company presented 16 sold-out performances in the cities of Kaohsiung, Taoyuan, and Taipei from March 26 to April 7. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen and Vice President and President-elect Lai Cheng-de sent beautiful flower baskets to wish the performing arts company success. Director of the Taiwan Chorus, Wu Hengqiang, saw the show in Kaohsiung on March 28, and it was one of many performances he has attended. He observed, "During the program, I could feel a positive energy entering my blood circulation." Mr. Wu also offered a message of gratitude to the artistic director of Shenyun. He said, "Your vision has benefited humanity. I hope that the spirit of Shenyun will continue to flourish and illuminate the entire universe, shining light into dark places." Painter Li Chaoling saw Shenyun in Taipei on April 5. She said, "Shenyun reaches deep into the heart. Shenyun's love can end wars. The world needs Shenyun. We need Shenyun." Taiwanese TV presenter Lao Xiaochun also watched the Shenyun performance in Taipei. She said, "I feel infinitely moved every time I see Shenyun." Jewelry brand founder and company president Chen Chai Chi brought 20 employees with him to see an April 3 performance. He said Shenyun is guiding everyone toward brightness. He referred to its spiritual dimension as very rich. Therapist Candy Ho saw Shenyun on April 4th. She shared, "Shenyun really is a divine production. Shenyun's music and colors are very distinctive. The color combinations are very bright. It was like heaven on earth and felt like a fairyland." Ceramic artist Cheng Yijin and his family saw Shenyun in Taoyuan. Mr. Cheng enthusiastically called the show excellent and priceless. He said, "This is a performance that only emperors in ancient times could see. We enjoyed the enjoyment of emperors." He also offered, "The greatest inspiration Shenyun got across was persistence. Persisting till the end will definitely lead to a good result." Chang Chun-hung, a prominent Taiwanese political figure and former member of the Legislative Yuan, saw Shenyun in Taipei on April 7th. "This was the third time seeing the dance company perform." Mr. Chang shared, "I think the true impact of the performance is just about to start. I see that Shenyun presented a new hope, a hope for humankind. At this time, traditional culture can absolutely influence the world. To change humankind's fate, taking Shenyun seriously must be treated as the starting point." Mr. Chang added that not only can Shenyun save China, it can save the entire world.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.